Gooch has gotten subscriptions to The Advocate. He's gotten subscriptions to gay publications. And so he's gotten himself on every gay mailing list that there is. I don't have my name on them because I have kind of a professional name, so I have to watch out what my name ends up on. I mean, I should just fucking erase that and send it to Big Fatty. My name is famous. I'm famous. I'm not a famous person. But I don't want necessarily my name, which appears at the credits at the end of things that I do, coming with Fuck Me Up the Butt Until I Bleed magazine. Not that we get Fuck Me Up the Butt Until I Bleed magazine, although I wouldn't mind. No, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see bleeding. So I rescind all of it, and I'll send it all to Big Fatty. I don't know why bleeding butts make me think of Big Fatty, but what do I know? I'm not into the leather community. Leather people frighten me to death. I'm famous. I'm famous. I'm famous. I'm famous. I'm famous.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm famous.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 173 of the BFO for Thursday, the 2th of October, 2008. And coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to talk to you about supper. Not just any supper, but the last supper. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope you're doing well and that your Thursday is going well. Big Fatty has had a very nice Wednesday. We had a special luncheon today over at the coal mine, and it was very good. The theme this year for the special luncheons is food from different sporting ballparks and arenas and things like that throughout the country. And so today we were in, and oh Lord, I should go get a no-dose right now because Michael from the QCast Connection sent me the extra strength no-dose. And, you know, maybe I can make it through there. If I don't yawn again, I won't take it. But we'll see if I can make it without the no-dose. But anyway, we had the fried chicken, and they had warm biscuits with warm honey and butter that you could put your fried chicken on. The fried chicken was especially good today, y'all. And then they had a nice salad, and they had mini corn dogs, and you could either put chipotle ketchup or tarragon mustard on the mini corn dogs. And then they had old-fashioned baked beans as opposed to those new-fashioned baked beans. Now, Big Fatty did not have the baked beans, but he belched and farted anyway. And Larry Cly, I'm sure, will have something to say on his next show about Big Fatty's belching. Y'all, it was belcharama in the office this afternoon. But anyway, and then they had homemade barbecue potato chips, and the chips were good. They were, you know, they weren't really as crisp as I would have liked them, but yeah, they were okay. And the barbecue, I didn't really taste the barbecue. I think they put paprika on them, and you know what the fuck flavor is paprika? There is no flavor. And then they had what else did they have? They had the hamburgers, the grilled hamburgers, which were really nice and thick. They were probably a half inch thick, and then they had some chili to go on it, and three or four different kinds of cheeses, and the bacon. Bacon. And then the toppings and all that kind of stuff. And then for dessert, they had Coca-Cola ice cream floats. And what that is you take a scoop of vanilla ice cream. If you've never had an ice cream Coca-Cola float, you take a scoop or two of the vanilla ice cream, and then you open up a cold Coca-Cola, and you pour that in on top of it, and you kind of mix it around, and y'all, it becomes just frothy and creamy and delicious. It was delicious. And then, you know, you slurp on that and kind of eat it with a spoon or a straw or whatever, and you can pour a root beer on it too, but Big Fatty likes the Coca-Cola better. And then, you know, you pour more Coca-Cola in there because, you know, you're slurping all down, but the ice cream's still in there. So, and then, y'all, on the way out, they had pretzels, but they had cinnamon sugar on them instead of salt. And then they had this delicious cream cheese icing dipping sauce. And y'all, that was the best part of the whole meal. The whole meal was delicious, but that was the best part for me. So anyway, and so then after the Coca-Cola and all that food, Big Fatty went in the office and started belching like there was no tomorrow. And y'all, I'm watching the weather in high definition. It's very clear right now, but y'all, it was freezing up there, and it was almost like it was all fucked up because it was in high definition. The fuck ups were very clear. And but y'all, on getting back to the Last Supper, and that had nothing to do with the coal mine lunch. And by the way, the skull did not, oh Lord, did I say the skull? Y'all, I did not see the skull at the special luncheon today, although she likes to come to those because it's only $5 for the special luncheon for the retired coal miners and for the current coal miners. And so all that food for $5, that was pretty good, I thought. But she likes to come to that so that she can complain about it because, you know, gosh, the hamburger was cold. And you may, some of you that just started listening to the BFO may think this is the Biloxi Blues music, but it's not. It's the skull music. And the skull used to be the receptionist at the coal mine, but she retired. And y'all, she made a prediction before she retired that we would have an infestation of the bugs, and we now have them. And Mr. Vader has put out the Roach Motels. So that's your skull update. Now, y'all, I know I was getting ready to talk about the Last Supper. Oh, my God. I just natter and natter and natter. Okay. Y'all, by the way, I want to apologize for the audio quality of yesterday's show, because sometimes Big Fatty will run the audio, the voices through the levelator, just so that Big Fatty's not too loud in one place and not in another place. And then when I put it back into the banjo band, it puts it in under what's called ducking, and that's when it takes the whatever's being ducked, it goes to a lower volume. And normally you have the music duck out like it did with the skull update music right there. It was ducked out. And anyway, I had the voices ducking out. So if you downloaded Snowflake's birthday month, by the way, happy birthday, Archer. We know that you're enjoying. Y'all, he sent me an email this morning that it was the worst audio ever on the BFO, but he couldn't stop listening because I was talking about him the whole time. So, y'all, that's what has to happen during Snowflake's birthday month. During October, you just got to suck his dick a little bit, you know. And I mean, you know what I mean by that. And I know that probably caused a lot of people to vomit, to include the shut-in, who was featured at the beginning of today's show. But anyway, getting back to the Last Supper, there was something on the CBS Early Show this morning where they've done some research, and I don't know who they is, but I think Andy Vera Charles knows who they is, and he's shouting those people out right now, and Gucci's going, why are you listening to Big Fatty while you're in the bed with me? And they were trying to determine, based on the Leonardo da Vinci painting of the Last Supper, what they actually had to eat. And the only thing that I think they came up with was eel. And that's right there, you know, if that is what's going to be at the Last Supper, that's correct, because I ain't fucking eating that shit. And that will be my Last Supper. But y'all, I was wondering, do you have any ideas of what you would like to have at your Last Supper? And, you know, not that you're going to be killed or anything like that, but, you know, if you knew, okay, on Friday the 3rd of October, I will cease to exist, so tonight on the 3rd or on the 2nd, I'm going to have my Last Supper, and it is going to consist of, and, you know, let me know what's going to be on your Last Supper. I can only imagine... What the kids would have on their Last Supper. From listening to Walt and Holly, I'm guessing a bacon cheeseburger is going to be in there and some calamari. But that's just my, maybe a bacon cheeseburger pizza. I don't know. But that's just my guess. But y'all, let me know what would be on your Last Supper, and you can do that by calling the voice letter line, which is 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And if you need an easy way to remember that, write it fucking down, because there's no acronym, and it doesn't spell out fat or anything like that. Just write the bitch down. All right, and speaking of voice letters...
Hello?
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 Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty. This is Tom, a.k.a. the Ramble Redhead. Just want to give you a quick call because I listened to your latest show, and I'm sorry to hear that you're feeling poopy. Which I thought that's what you were going to say, but you never said it. You just said, I'm feeling sick. And I just want to say I'm sorry, and I know you didn't want anybody to call to wish you sorry to hear that you're sick and hope you get better and blah, blah, blah. But, of course, I never follow the rules, and so I wanted to give you a call. And I also wanted to give a verbal spanking to DQ Rick, because I am the only one that can do any shameless plugs on your show, and I think that it's just wrong that he continues to go on and on and on and on, ramble on and on and on about things. And so, because remember, all roads lead to Ramble, Redhead. So anyway, I just wanted to give you a quick call because I thought the latest show was awesome. I was going to say fabulous, but since he stole that from me too. Just kidding. But anyway, I really hope you get feeling better. It's probably all that stress from doing the play and, you know, having all that sex on your sling and stuff. So anyway, I do hope you do the best and be good, and I'll yap at you later.
RambleRedhead.com, coming up with episode 250 very soon. Bye-bye.
Y'all, I have this strange feeling that I've played that one before. Well, anyway, Tom, thanks. And if I've played it before, thanks again. And y'all, I've got a voice letter now from someone that I don't hear from very often here at the BFO.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, Big Fatty, this is Darren from Gainesville. I was at lunch today, and the restaurant in the food court had a sandwich called the Ham Explosion, and I thought of you. Bye.
Well, thank you, Darren. Y'all, I have this feeling I've played that one, too. Y'all, Big Fatty is either losing it, or when he listens to him initially, he thinks he's played him or something like that. Now, I know I have not played the next two, because these are from a brand new listener and a first-time caller to the BFO.
Hi, Mr. Fatty. This is Scott in Minneapolis calling. I'm a new listener to your podcast, and I've decided not to leave a fax, even though your voice letter line is extremely high-tech and asked me to leave a fax. I just wanted to call and let you know that I am just in love with your show. I just think that you're fabulous and bring light to my life. But I do have to take, I just listened to episode 169, and I have to take issue with our friend, the person who was from Texas, who was going on and on about his chicken fried, whatever it was. I live in Minnesota, and I'm not from Minnesota. I'm from Georgia, but somehow I got up here. And the Minnesota State Fair is the best state fair in the country. And we, this year, our food was chocolate-covered bacon. So he can take his batter and his 11 seasonings and all the rest of it and, you know, whatever. But we had the chocolate-covered bacon, and it was pretty damn good. So anyway, thanks for everything, and don't feel too bad about missing a show. As many shows as you do, it's pretty impressive. So hope to, I don't know. Anyway, bye.
Lord have mercy. What is it with those people up in Minnesota? They love to ramble. Scott, thank you so much. The Ramble Redhead is up there near you, and he is always in the Minnesotas. But y'all, chocolate-covered bacon sounds delicious. And I wonder if you could take the chicken fried bacon that Bjorn had at the Texas State Fair and dip it in chocolate. Oh! That would be vile, I think. But anyway. Y'all, anyway, Scott from Minnesota called back, but I'm going to save his second voice letter for another time, because, y'all, I see that I have a voice letter here from Brian in Danbury, and I don't know how fucking long it's been sitting there. So I may have already played it, but, you know, let's just see. Let's play it again, maybe.
Okay, Big Fatty, it's Brian from the Danbury. Just wanted to make an update. We're seeing the beginning of the big run. And, oh my God, season 13 is going to be such a train wreck. You've got... it's appalling. The hippie beekeepers, the Big Mo and his sister, the straight boys from Arizona, the beauty the queen, the Bells, and, I missed one. Anyway, this is going to be this huge-ass train wreck, and it's such... I'm just so angry right now. Anyway, that's my update. Bye.
Well, y'all, you know the Fat One loves the big run. Now, I've not seen the first episode of it because, you know, I was getting drunk on the gin. But first of all, thank you, Brian and Danbury, for that preview for Big Fatty, because, you know, we love a train wreck. And y'all evidently, and I'm not going to go down in the Fat Cave because I'm just briefly going to discuss this, but y'all, the Survivor Gabon is going to be good also. And evidently, someone's penis fell out of their pants on the first episode, and I did not notice that when I was watching it, but evidently my son, and clearly he is my son because he noticed the penis flopping in the pants and falling out, but he found it on the interwebs, and you can, I think you can go to Straight Boys. What was that thing called? It was something about Straight Boys Online or something like that. Anyway, Google Survivor Penis or something like that. And, you know, look at Gussie. Wouldn't that be instead of like Survivor Gabon, Survivor Penis? I would watch that season of Survivor for sure. In fact, I think everybody would watch that season of Survivor for sure. Anyway, y'all, I have got just the one e-letter left. Now, I will say that I was given a verbal spanking today by John from Ely because I did not understand that I was supposed to do something with something, and that's just the way Big Fatty roll, and you know, what can I say? You know, I'm just Big Fatty, y'all. I'm not like a shut-in, because you know what they say about all those shut-ins.
I'm famous.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1-800-238-3838 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.